League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Open Gangnam Style.
Ride the horse. Ride the horse.
I mean, it just puts you in a good mood. How do you hear this and not immediately go to the dance floor? Hey. Oh, start
again. Sexy lady.
Remember
the first time you saw that video?
I mean, it was crazy.
It was like finding out that there was a thing like Christmas.
Yeah.
We're like, what?
Something's happening.
The greatest thing ever in my life.
Gangnam Style, which everybody loves. I thought because I humiliated my daughter and she's never going to let me live it down and I'm sad about it.
Set the scene. What happened here?
All right. 1-800-330-9999. When was the last time you embarrassed your child? Over the weekend, I was hosting Slime Bash, Maddie Ray's Slime Bash.
Booyah.
So there was the after party, which, of course, we went to because who's not going to go to a Slime Bash after party?
Right. I mean, you're at Mohegan Sun. You're partying down, right?
And the truth of the matter is I'm like a middle-aged mom at this point. It's hard for me to get into real clubs.
Right.
But when I roll in to the after party for Slime Bash, I'm with my people.
You're legit.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you go,
and you were VIP. I mean, you're doing some hosting down there, right? So this is your time to be out there.
So I'm there with Hayden and her friends, and you know, the dance floor is hopping. And by I mean hopping, I mean everybody's 10 years old and under.
Right. You're taller than everybody else out there.
But they're playing like all the fun music you want to dance to. It's Gangnam Style, and we're like, hey, watch me whip, watch me nay nay.
Right.
We're doing all of it. We're doing the Superman. And I'm like, and she's looking at me. She's like, Mommy, please. There's no adults on the dance floor. I go, but if somebody has to be the first adult on the dance floor.
Right. Let me go ahead and break that seal.
So I thought that the minute I got on the dance floor, all the other parents would come out
and join in victoriously. Like come up behind you like a flash mob almost. Like a music video.
Exactly.
What happened?
Exactly. So I get on the dance floor.
Right.
And of course, this starts playing.
Oh!
And
I tear it up.
Yeah.
I mean, you were recently running, still doing some Zumba, right? So your thighs are ready for this.
And everybody starts following me because I'm teaching them the proper technique in dancing
of
for
course.
Gangnam Style.
This is the way that you see it in your mind, right?
But then I look over in the corner.
Yeah.
And Hayden is sitting in the corner with her friends surrounding her as if they are consoling her.
Oh, man. Is she choking on something?
No.
Was it the great surf and turf that they offer at Mohegan Sun?
No.
Was it a delicious dessert or one of those cannolis? They got those dipped cannolis. Those are good.
No, but I like this club because they offer chocolate chip cookies.
So what was the problem?
Problem was... I am apparently embarrassing. I am an embarrassment as a mom, and I embarrass her and all that kind of stuff. When did I stop being cool to my kid?
She got really tall between this time and the last time that I saw her, which was only like 90 days. I'm guessing it was somewhere in the last 90 days. If I had to put a time limit on it, you know what I mean?
Want your mom to dance Gangnam Style?
I mean, I think compared to the alternative of hanging out with a stogie hanging out of your mouth at a slot machine and a double fireball in your hand.
Go away, kid.
Right. Leave me alone. Mommy's working.
Which one are you?
That alternative is better, right, for you to be in the after party. I mean, at least you got in the after party. Past the velvet rope.
I mean, there really wasn't a velvet rope. Maybe like a slime.
I'm trying to make you look good here.
Okay. It's a slime rope.
You know, I remember when she used to think I was awesome, and now not so much, but...
Right.
I'm hoping you can make me feel better. 1-800-330-9999. What's the thing that you do that your kids think is a total embarrassment? When you hear this, isn't your first instinct to get on the dance floor and dance?
Open Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah. Gangnam Style. You know?
3 billion views can't be wrong.
All right. Start at 9.9 at Santa and Raven. Over the weekend, I was at Slime Bash in Mohegan Sun with my daughter. All kids. I mean, thousands of kids there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at the after party, which was a dance party. It was super fun.
After party, what?
There was only kids on the dance floor. And I was like, oh, I got to get some of these parents on here. So that comes on, and I immediately get up and I start doing Gangnam Style because what else are you supposed to do in that situation?
The parade began when Anna Zapp got on the dance floor. That's what, in your mind, that's what you thought would happen.
Well, that's
they would immediately fall right behind you and boom!
That's actually not what happened. No other parents got on the dance floor, but then I refused to get off the dance floor because I was having so much fun.
And your daughter loved it so much.
No, she was in a corner and she was very upset and our friends were consoling her because, and I quote, I am the most embarrassing mom on earth.
For real.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, I can see that happening.
So our question this morning, 1-800-330-9999, what do you do that embarrasses your kids? And we asked on Facebook and Twitter. Victoria on Twitter says that she embarrasses her 14-year-old by dancing, walking, singing, breathing, and talking directly to her friends.
Doing everything. Right. Absolutely everything that she does.
Exactly. Pat wrote on our Facebook page, just the other day she informed me that I'm a weirdo. Mm-hmm. So now I asked her, where do you think you got your weirdness from? Tell me something new. Oh. I mean, one day, Hayden is going to embarrass her child, right. And I'm going to look back, and I'm going to say, see?
She's going to laugh and love it. It's all a circle of revenge, really, if we look at it, right? Your parents always say, someday you're going to have a kid just like you in a situation that you don't agree with. And then you pray for the same thing when you have children.
1-800-330-9999. What did you do that your child thinks embarrassed them? Hi, Ed on Raven.
Well, I took my daughter and her friend to see Deep Purple. At Mohegan Sun the other day, and my daughter's sitting in the chair, and I'm jumping up and down and screaming and singing and dancing and hooting and hollering, and she's just looking at me. So I turned around to her friend, I said, get up and start dancing. So she got up and she started dancing. My daughter was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Right, so you made the friend dance.
If I was at the after party, I would have been up there with you.
Thank you very much.
I mean, Deep Purple.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure they were, but I kind of understand your daughter's being mortified at this. I kind of get it.
Thank you. Why does
Grandpa have so much glistening chest hair? This is so awkward, Mom. And Ann Raven, what's the last thing you did that embarrassed your kids?
I went on vacation in Massachusetts, right there where they all catch lobsters and stuff. And it was low tide, and my friend offered that he had the whole wetsuit with the flippers and the goggles and the snorkel and everything.
Nice.
And I could see if I could catch my own lobsters. And it was low tide, so I geared up with the wetsuit and a knife around my ankle and a weight around my waist and a big bag to put the lobsters in and my goggles on and big flip-flops. And I marched myself over to the seashore, and my daughter just stood mortified on the edge.
Right. Time for a selfie.
That's my mother. She was about 11 years old. She was hiding with the neighbors. She was mortified when I got out of the water again.
Right. Twice. It comes and goes. What goes out must come back. Right.
Just emerging out of the ocean.
Driftwood.
With a knife attached to her ankle holding a giant bag of lobsters.
Now I need to know, did you come back with dinner? Did you personally get any lobsters?
I caught a little one, but it wasn't big enough. It needed to be like over a pound something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mercy killing. Right. You had to let it go.
That actually makes me feel a lot better. Remember the time I lost the bet? You made me go pick up Hayden from school dressed as Santa Claus.
Yeah. Right. I forget what that bet was. But,
I don't know, but I lost.
It was a great one.
Yep, right. It's not easy being my kid. That's for sure. 1-800-330-9999. What did you do that your child thinks embarrassed them?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.